Good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon here on WDIY, your NPR station in the Lehigh Valley. I'm John Pierce, your host this evening, and Neil Heaver is our engineer. My guests tonight are Rudy and Rose Ackerman. Those names are probably familiar to many of you because of their involvement with the Baum School of Art and also Moravian College. Rudy Ackerman has academic degrees, including a BS in art education from Kutztown University, an MS in education from Temple University, and a DEd from Penn State University. He has served as professor and chair of the Moravian College Department of Art. That was 1963 to 2002. He's executive director of the Baum School of Art from 65 to 2005, and presently as the director of exhibitions and collections at the Baum School. That's a big job for you to be doing right now, Rudy.
Yes. In fact, it's slightly different because I'm no longer in that role of exhibitions and so forth. In fact, recently I've changed. My job has become curator of the Circulating Picture Club, which is the Circulating Picture Club is an organization where we lease paintings to organizations, and I think we're up to about 750 paintings now that are floating around in the Lehigh Valley on a lease basis. So my job has changed, but in many ways it's still the same. And the person who has taken over is Chris Koch, who is now taking the role that I was in and is now taking care of the exhibition.
At Baum School.
Yeah, she's served with me for about 5 years now. And so in a sense, I'm working with her and we're working together. I'm doing the Circulating Picture Club in her quarter and on a limited basis. And, of course, she has taken the role of exhibitions and director of that and the collections.
And Rudy's wife, Rose, is here, too. Rose, are you in on this activity that we're talking about here?
Well, most of my life I have been involved with all aspects of the school. Presently, since I retired in 2011, I certainly am involved with anything I can be of help with, and also going into all of the opening shows, and Shannon knows that I could help with anything. But no, I'm home now, and I really love it.
Excellent.
I'm taking care of Rudy.
And he just doesn't stop. He's the Energizer
Bunny. He doesn't
stop.
He's amazing.
Rudy Ackerman is well known as a sculptor, painter, and printmaker. Some of his sculpture can be found on civic and collegiate locations, including Lehigh University, Moravian College, Penn State University, the Da Vinci Science Center, and in private collections throughout the Lehigh Valley. His wife, Rose, is well known for her expertise in fashion and textiles. We have an example of that with one of your bracelets, Rose, that we made you take off for this interview.
Well, I wear them all the time. Actually, they're a link of hearts around a sterling silver ring, and it was made by Thomas Mann, who is very well known for his jewelry and is a man who was born in the Valley, but is well known across the country. I do believe that jewelry is an ornamentary accompanies clothing and fabrics in all my life.
That's been your interest all these years.
Very much so, yes.
Rose attended New York University, where she studied marketing and management, and is a graduate of Moravian College with a degree in arts management, a degree she initiated at the school. You initiated the arts management degree.
Yes, I did.
Degree.
Yeah. Now, you know, arts management courses and getting degrees in that is becoming important, very important, as the non-for-profit needs an understanding of how to get money.
Yes. And the management of nonprofits.
Yes, and all aspects of it, yes.
While living in Italy, Rose attended the Scuola d'Italia,
Lazzari. Si.
Where she studied design and pattern making, which led to her own fashion business. Her commitment to the Baum School involved the day-to-day managing of an art institution in her multiple roles as registrar, director of operations and special events, and director of development. Now, development, that's a word for getting out there and beating the bushes for money, isn't it, Rose?
Absolutely. Being all over, yes, and presenting yourself in a special way, quiet but effective.
Yes. And you've also served as an instructor at the school, all this side by side with her commitment to running a family and a household. Well, here is a woman who has done it all. Thank you. That old expression.
Yes.
Rudy, we're here this evening on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon because you have written a book, and there's going to be a book signing. So we want to talk about that.
Yes. There's going to be a signing.
Just a couple of days on Wednesday, March 25th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Baum School of Art. And on Saturday, March 28th, this coming Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you will be available to sign pre-ordered copies of the book, which is called Living the Dream. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what we will find in this book.
Well, let me begin by saying that I had a problem with cancer, and I didn't know what to do when I got this. And Rose suggested to me that perhaps I should write a book. That's about the last thing I had in my mind at that time of doing a book, but suddenly it began to soak in that maybe I should do this. And so after a few months, she said, why don't you get started on this? So I was at an opening, and I was talking to Tim Higgins, and who's a reporter for the Morning Call, and I said to him, wouldn't it be a nice idea if maybe I did a book? And he said, yeah, I'll help you. So he ultimately became the editor of the book, and that's how it got started. Now, in reality, I probably had no business even thinking of doing a book at that time. I had done articles, I've written things for four books, but I never took on the job of a book. And so then it started to catch on, the idea of what I could do. I began to think about it and what would be important that I could mention. And, of course, I then made a series of investigations into the board meetings of the school, which amounted to over 1,000 pages that I went through and began to analyze. And then in analyzing, I started to see how this thing would begin to be created, and then started writing, and then the next thing you know, Tim was helping me with the editing, and then a whole host of people also came on board to help me to get this thing done properly. And finally, after months of work, in September, we had tried to get it finished and never reached that goal, and then it kept being put off until now. And so it's going to be celebrated at the end of March, and we're all excited about that. Now, what it amounts to is actually a story of how individuals in the community gave of themselves to really, in a sense, recreate the school. And as you may know, we had huge building projects, you know.
Why do you say recreate instead of create?
Well, because it is a we thing. Everybody helped it. I mean, I just happened to be heading it. But basically, the work that was done by so many people. And I should mention that Rose, through my whole career, has been standing with me. And that's the reason I've been able to. When you said before, how do you do all these things? The reason I do all these things is because I have Rose, who is right there doing everything that she possibly can to make sure that I'm kept busy and out of trouble.
Let me say also something that I want our listeners to know. What I'm impressed with Rose is her great pride in her husband and your daughter. Let's give a shout out to Ann Lalek.
Oh.
She is another dynamo like Rudy.
Yeah.
But you're the strength there. You're
my mom.
Rooting for them the whole time.
Yes. I am I'm an Italian girl. I came from a family where family is very important. And so my mind was always, when I had children, to see that they could be in a home where there was a lot of love and hard work. So Anne was our second daughter. Our first daughter, Sally Ann, was born 3 years prior to Anne. So she was the baby. But Sally being in the world of law and Anne finding art to be so important to her saw us. I was always doing something. I worked in banks and things like that, offices, secretarial work. I didn't have college in my background. After all, I was married when I was 18. So I always did something in the home. Then when Rudy needed help, I said, I'll help you. Hesitantly, however, it worked out well. But the girls were always around us. And Anne obviously had a creative spirit that brought her to where she is today. I mean,
and where is she today?
Anne is over at Penn State Salkin and doing an amazing job in the arts area. I always get her original title wrong, but she started in the she created an art environment, and then she's teaching jewelry. She's the best teacher. I've taken her classes. I've taken Rudy's classes. I've taken Anne's classes. I've been interested in what they do. So Anne is a very creative, talented, hardworking, wonderful daughter, as well as our other daughter, Sally.
It's so great to be so proud of your children, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, let me say a word about the book, because the idea of doing it, there is a book out called Walter Baum by Martha Saxton. It's sort of the Bible of, and it was finished in about 1994, I believe. I use it all the time. It refers to everybody that was connected to the school from 1926 to that date. And it's a very, very interesting, well-documented book. This book is like an addendum to that, but it certainly isn't the same scholarly nature. It is basically a story of a family and of the family of the school. And so that carries on. So the documentation is not as thorough, but it's more like a story that anyone could read. And I'm very happy that it relates to this original book, which I use all the time.
Yeah. Excellent. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. I'm John Pierce. My guests this evening are the Ackermans, Rose and Rudy. We're talking about a book that Rudy has written and will sign for you who would like to go to the Baum School this coming Wednesday and Saturday. And we'll be back after these words.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
And we're back with the Ackermans, Rose and Rudy. We're talking about a book that Rudy has written and is fresh off the press. It's called Living the Dream. And Rudy, you are going to be signing this book in just a few days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On the 25th and the 28th of March. And on the 25th, it's from 5 to 8 p.m. That's this Wednesday. And this Saturday, March 28th, from 10 to 2 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Living the Dream. Let's talk a little bit about what made you want to write this book.
Well, one of the things that would be interesting in the book, and I think people will find interesting, is a sequence of events that happened from the time I was basically a child and how I got interested in art, and how that led me ultimately into Raven College and Baum School of Art, and how that sequence happened. It's almost by accident that things happen, and this is brought out in the book, that life is filled with surprises. And to be called one night and someone says to me, how would you like to be the director of the Baum School, after I'm full of things at Raven College and even thinking this is impossible. The reason that this could happen is sort of like a miracle in its own way. that somehow things just fell together, and ultimately I became the chair of the Art Department of Raven College, which afforded me wonderful opportunities to create a department. And then turning right around when the Baum School seemed to need someone to take hold and move it ahead, I was given that opportunity. So the idea of sequence is in the book, how one thing fits into the other as we move along. Individuals are not highly documented. In other words, if you don't know who Phil Berman was, or if you don't know who Max Hess was, or if you don't know that, that's not important. It's that these individuals, their lives, began to mold the shape of the school under my direction and with the help of really very dedicated board members and people who went out of their way to make things happen. And those names are mentioned. Again, they may not mean anything, and they're not highly documented to an individual reading. But the sequence of their lives being committed to the school is the interesting thing.
Rudy, you were, in the art department at Moravian College, yes. And then you headed that department.
Yes.
At the same time that they asked you to direct everything that was going on at the Baum School.
Yes.
So you had those two positions at the same time.
Yes, and that's very, very odd. Most colleges would not even think of allowing someone to take on a second responsibility like that. Dean Heller, who was one of the most brilliant men I ever met and really knew what he was doing as a dean, saw the opportunity. He saw the relationship between a private art school, non-for-profit, and also the college. He saw that relationship, and he fostered it. He encouraged me. In the beginning, we weren't sure. When I was given a phone call by one of my former professors who happened to be in the Baum School board, and he said, would you like to be a director? Rose and I discussed, and they said, they must be crazy to think this. You know, how could I be going for a doctorate, working at the college, doing all this? How could I do this at the same time? But Dean Heller and others encouraged me as we went along, and I saw the opportunity. I had been given a scholarship to the Baum School when I was in fifth grade. On merit. It was a merit scholarship that they were giving at that time. I remembered when Mr. Heilman called me and asked me if I would take the opportunity. I said no at first, but then I remembered someone had given me something somewhere along the way. And so I then talked it over with Rose and the family, and believe me, the whole family, the girls got involved just as much as anybody else, and it sort of controlled our lives from then on.
What school were you attending in fifth grade? Which elementary school were you attending?
Oh, I was going to the Franklin School, yeah, which was out on 14th Street, yeah. And right. The Baum School actually started in 1926 right up the street at the Franklin Fire Company. That's where they held their first meetings. So that neighborhood, which is also my neighborhood, was quite interesting.
And from the Franklin Firehouse, then it went to the Allentown Art Museum?
No, then it went it went to I can't think of the name of it, the Horn School, I think it was, down on 6th Street. In other words, it went to public schools from then on. It would meet on Saturdays in public schools. And that became, as the story evolves, that becomes part of the problem. Because after the war, there were so many children, and then they needed the schools. With the Depression, who needed schools, you know? But suddenly, they needed the schools again. And that's how it began to be held in various public schools. And then eventually, Walter Baum was asked to leave the public schools. And then Max Hess, and this is in the book, gives a property to the museum and says you can use that for a school, which we used up until
1976.
And where was that property?
12th and...
That was at 12th and Walnut, on the corner of 12th and Walnut.
Yeah. Right.
So then you can see the sequence between buildings, and the book is also built around that, the idea of going from 12th and Walnut and then ultimately going to the lower level of the museum, and then ultimately, after 11 years, build a building across the street. And then the next phase is the addition, which was added to that building. So it amounted to something like $2.4 million, ultimately, with all of everything that took place.
In what year did the bomb school, as we know it now, where it's located, did they open the doors?
1987.
87.
And then they added to that building.
2001. Yeah, 2001 it was, yes.
And it's a beautiful building.
Yeah. Yep, takes the whole block.
And when you've been through the whole process
of going
from one building to another and the basement of a place, and then you finally get your own building.
Right.
What a thrill that must be.
It is. It was a dream.
Well,
a dream.
If you can envision what that looked like across from the museum, what the old beat-up buildings that were there, and that all of them had to go.
It was a parking lot, too.
All of them had to be purchased. Mm-hmm. And then think of the parking deck, which was a building that was falling apart and horrible, and we had no idea what we'd ever do with it. And then suddenly, it's gone. And suddenly, there's a park there. I mean, this is like unbelievable, and that's what the story is about, almost an unbelievable sequence of events that took place that transformed that whole neighborhood. And this is before anyone got the idea to redo Allentown the way we are now. This was before that. We were in the forefront of doing that, and no one would have ever believed what was going to happen. And somehow the whole sequence has now happened and is happening.
And you're talking about development in Allentown over a generation going back.
I know that in my conversations with many people, students, visitors to the school, and even in raising money, when I say this school was a parking lot, and Donald Miller played a big role in us acquiring that. But anyway, Rudy, he's had this vision, and I just went along and added my expertise and my personality. I love people. And so a lot of that had something to do. Yeah.
And the credit of this, though, really is so much related to the people involved, the people who could see the vision and constantly were going out and asking for the kind of donations and things that you need. You can mention Lenny Fowler, for example, as someone we named a wing after her. But people like that came along and supported the school and made it possible that we could accomplish what seemed to be dreams, what could become into realities. And that is not only in terms of the buildings, but also the curriculum and the size of the student body and the quality of the teachers. All of those things run hand in hand and are continuing. You know, under the new director, Shannon Fugate, this is continuing. So it's not something that stopped when I left or when my daughter took over. It's now continuing, and it's moving into the future with what I think is really a tremendous effort.
That's a great satisfaction to you both also to see that it moves forward.
Yes.
And that you're not going to be here forever, and none of us is. Yeah. So what happens after we're gone and after we're not in the game anymore?
It's a legacy that's standing there.
If the foundation has been built right, then I think it makes it a lot. Most of the things we're doing now, many of them, are continuations of things that have been going on for the last 40 years. They're continuing. The Circulating Picture Club, which has now grown to, you know, maybe 750 paintings, which are rented to and bring in sizable amounts of money to the school. This is something that has been going on for a long time and has been developed. And then, of course, the special events we have, the gallery, which is a really wonderful situation now, new shows every month, sponsored by individuals in the community. All of these things make it possible to move ahead, and they're necessary.
Yep.
Rose, what would you say, and Rudy also, that's going on now at the Baum School? Is there anything new that we haven't talked about?
Well, currently there's a show of a Prince, I think, and now coming up in next, a show of children's work.
Student work.
I'm sorry. Maybe Rudy, you expand on that.
Yeah, and we feature the work of the adult students. And the show that's coming up, the next show, will be the children's work, which literally can amount to hundreds of pieces of artwork, which show what's happening in the school. And then, of course, the big thing that's coming right around the corner in May is the auction, which we have, which is an important part of it.
I believe this is the 30th year, right? The 30th year?
Yes, the 30th year that we're
of the art auction. That's a big story in itself. Yeah.
Now, are you heavily involved in that, Rose? Are you?
I kind of started it, and the work I had with actually two Rotarians approached me way back 30 years ago about having an auction, and it started that way. It's in the book how I told Rudy about this, and now it's still in the middle of May. We always, or I still say we, because I've been there so long.
That's the interesting thing about the way the book evolves, is all of these things that we're talking about, the auction, the curriculum, are sequentially placed in there.
And the book that we're talking about today is Living the Dream by Rudy Ackerman. He and his wife, Rose, have been our guests today on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Are you surprised how quickly the time went, Rose?
Oh, it just flew.
We would love to have you back sometime.
So much
but
to
I
say.
Want to remind everybody that the book signings coming up by Rudy Ackerman are going to be held at the Baum School of Art. And the address there?
510 Linden Street.
Okay, for those who may not know. This coming Wednesday, March 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. and this Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The current executive director of the Baum School of Art, Shannon Fugate, says about the book, Rudy Ackerman has created a personal story that provides an overview of his dedication and love for the institutions he has served. The Baum School of Art is proud to celebrate his decades of accomplishments. Well, I'd like to add my kudos to you both for the work that you've done over many years in making the Lehigh Valley a more interesting place artistically in so many ways.
Thank you.
There will be a dedication also of office building in our name on the 25th as part of the program, and also the dedication of a piece of sculpture that is now in the school of mine.
Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, right.
Have a lot of fun with it. We thank you so much for coming on the air and telling your story.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This has been Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm John Pierce. Our engineer this evening is Neil Heaver. And as you contemplate going over to the Baum School of Art for these book signings, remember to be gentle with your neighbor.